You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are joined by Rosemary Jenks. I believe she is one of the most knowledgeable and perspicacious and influential individuals in Washington, D.C. at the moment when it comes to matters involving immigration. So it is always a pleasure to catch up with her, but particularly at a time when suddenly something called the diversity lottery is much in the news and on people's minds. Rosemary Jenks, thank you so much for joining us from Numbers USA, where you are the Director of Government Relations and an indispensable ally in the fight for border security and sensible immigration policies in our country. Thanks again for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Frank.
So, diversity lottery, what on earth is that?
Yeah, that is a very good question. Can you imagine setting out an immigration policy that you believe would serve the national interest and deciding, well, one of the things we should definitely do is have a random drawing for visas, green cards, for people who maybe, you know, come from countries that haven't sent a lot of immigrants in the past. So we'll give them a new anchor in the United States, regardless of the fact that they have no ties here, no job here, no skills to offer that we need.
Or perhaps even that their government may be deeply hostile to our country, as in Iran, for example. I noticed the other day that there were 2,600 or so folks who have come in from Iran under this program. When this was adopted, surely there was some rhyme or reason to it back in 1990. Who was the principal author of it in Congress, and was there some express purpose given for doing this?
Well, this was the brainchild of Senator Ted Kennedy, and his actual purpose for doing it was to provide amnesty for illegal Irish immigrants who were already in the United States but had not been here long enough to qualify for the 1986 amnesty. So for the first 3 years of the lottery program, he set aside 10,000 visas each year specifically for illegal Irish. So that was his real purpose, but he had to give it a veneer of political correctness and make it a diversity visa so we could bring in other people from particularly terrorist-sponsoring countries.
There's been reference made to Chuck Schumer's involvement in this, the now Senate Minority Leader. What was that, Rosemary, and did he have any better justification for doing this than Ted Kennedy?
He was actually on the House Judiciary Committee at the time, and he was the House sponsor of this bill that created the lottery. And he was very excited about this lottery. You know, there were a lot of illegal Irish in New York. And he also loves the idea of, you know, giving out as many green cards as possible so that, you know, we can replace the American people with some polyglot culture that we don't recognize.
And that would vote Democratic substantially, I think, was his expectation. And Rosemary Jenks, there is some description of this lottery that suggests that people who are going to be considered as entrants in what I actually think is not a game of chance, but Russian roulette for our country, that they would be actually vetted before they were allowed to participate in the lottery. Is that how this has worked in practice?
Well, no. And in fact, the Government Accountability Office actually did a report in the early 2000s that specifically said that the visa lottery is a national security risk because it's the perfect way for foreign intelligence agents from countries like Iran to enter the United States. Because, of course, we can't vet people whose governments don't want to share information with us. And we've also had problems with, for example, they started at one point doing DNA testing because people were claiming minor children, on their lottery application who were not, in fact, their children. So they were, you know, going through the village and saying, hey, you want to come to America with me? I'm applying for the lottery. And then we would have, you know, a couple with 11 children who were not theirs.
And then chain migration from there too. These, again, you're mentioning visas, but these are actually permanent visas. They get green cards. They get to stay in this country. They ultimately get to become citizens. On the basis of no vetting to speak of, and indeed a lot of fraud. There's a report out that Chuck Schumer tried to repeal this statute. Ann Coulter pointed out last night on Fox that, well, he did, but it was as part of a deal to get 35 million illegal aliens amnesty, the so-called Gang of Six, which you and Numbers USA fought very effectively. And thank you for that, Rosemary Jenks. Let me ask you, this is clearly a moment when we need competent people managing our immigration policies. Would you tell us whether, in your judgment, Kirstjen Nielsen, the woman who has been designated to be the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, has the requisite qualifications or is otherwise the right choice for such a job at such a time? Rosemary Jenks?
Well, I would start by saying, Frank, that I think we all know that immigration was at least one of the top three issues on which President Trump was elected. So the American people were clearly saying, we want Trump's immigration agenda. Well, Kirstjen Nielsen doesn't agree with Trump's immigration agenda. So that's one thing. She doesn't apparently support the building of the wall. But more importantly, there is no indication that she is qualified to run the largest federal department in the country. I mean, she apparently has managed as many as half a dozen staff, and now she's going in to manage over 200,000. She doesn't, in fact, meet the statutory qualifications for some of the subordinate offices that she would oversee, including, for example, the director of ICE has to have 5 years of law enforcement experience and 5 years of management. She would not qualify for that position, which would be subordinate to her as secretary.
Incredible. I don't understand how such a person has been selected for this post at such a momentous time. Rosemary Jenks, what's the backstory here? Where did she come from, and why would she be the choice?
Well, most recently, she was General Kelly's chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security when he was secretary, and then she moved over to the White House with him. And she was put in charge of finding the new nominee, and apparently she didn't look very far because she found herself. So, you know, it's an interesting little twist there that she decided that she would be the right person.
It gives the term self-selecting a whole new meaning, doesn't it? Oh, Rosemary, and I understand she has a confirmation hearing coming up in the Senate Homeland Security Committee next week. Is that correct?
Yes, it's scheduled for November 8th. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it would behoove the entire country for those senators to actually really look at her qualifications and whether or not it appears that she can actually manage more than 200,000 people at the Department of Homeland Security.
In the most dysfunctional government agency in the country, to say the least. This is a management challenge for even somebody who really knows their way around that sort of business.
Well, and it's not just immigration, though. It's also a branch of the military, the Coast Guard. It's the Secret Service. You know, there are all kinds of agencies in there. And where's her expertise?
Yeah, well, and there's also the whole question of would she understand the nature of Sharia supremacism, which, of course, is how we started this conversation, is we have a problem with it, not just people coming into this country, but also people who adhere to that totalitarian doctrine who are already here. I don't know of any evidence that she actually gets that or would be a real help in contending with it. Rosemary, we have to leave it at that. I had wanted to talk to you about the amnesty bill that, speaking of amnesty, that apparently Paul Ryan intends to jam through the Congress. But we'll have to have you back quickly to do that, if we may, in the near future. Thank you so much for your time today. Come back to us again soon. Next up, Rick Manning joins us. We'll talk about the Uranium One scandal and more. Straight ahead.